Hey, it's your friend Hillary, and welcome to the Bounce Back Better podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and empowerment. So are you ready to step outside of your comfort zone to challenge the norms and achieve extraordinary things? If you are, you're in the right place. Each week, I'll either unpack stories of other incredible women just like you who dare to dream big and turn those dreams into reality, or I'll have a topic that will leave you wanting to take action. I'm here to fuel your ambition, ignite your passion, and push you to reach the heights you never thought possible. So whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, nurturing a family, or chasing a personal dream, this podcast is your guide to getting you to achieve what it is you want in life. So grab your headphones, take a deep breath, and let's go, because we don't just dream it, we have to do it. It's time, ladies, to embrace your power and bounce back better together. Hello and welcome to another podcast. We're talking ruts. Yes, those things we get stuck in. And it always reminds me of something I've said forever. A rut is like a grave with the ends kicked out. It's when we get stuck somewhere. Have you ever felt stuck? If you have, well, this is the podcast for you, because I have got a plethora of reasons, and I've managed to use that word yet again. God, I love that word. Of reasons why you might be in a rut. And I have the fixes for them. So I want you to have a listen, apply what works for you, but I'm going to cover off on some things that definitely will be part of your life. And I want you to remember that ruts don't necessarily mean our whole life is in a rut. And it could be that you feel like your whole life is in a rut, but perhaps it could be just a part of your life. Maybe you feel like you're in a financial rut, you're in a relationship rut, you're in a rut with the ho-hum of going to work, or you're in a rut of the way your health is right now. So just know that ruts can be applied to specific areas of your life, and ruts could also be the entire area of your life, and maybe just a few tweaks and the things that I talk about today will inspire you to take even the smallest of actions that might help you get out of a rut. So I hope that by the end of this podcast, you leave feeling inspired to take a few actions that get you out of the rut that you're in either all of your life or a particular area of your life. So a big good morning or good afternoon or good evening to all of you. And thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate it, because I know there are lots of podcasts out there and you choose mine. So I thank you. And I would really love if you were to share this with somebody, a friend who you think might like to listen to it, who you think might be inspired by a particular episode, maybe not all of it, maybe an episode on ruts, maybe an episode on what are we up to? I think I'm on episode 38 right now. So there is a list of personal growth, personal development topics with solutions to minor problems or major problems that can be useful for people you know, and I hope you. So thanks for listening. And let's start talking about ruts. All right. It's like driving on a muddy road, isn't it? The more you stay on that path, the deeper the groove becomes. And is that you? Where is that in your life? I can think of a couple in my life right now. It's just been a crazy time. I still have this ridiculous cough throat thing going on. Were we on episode week? A month it's been. Crikey. And as I said last week, Mum came to stay. What a disaster. She bent over and she blew out her hip, meaning her hip dislocated while she's at my house, and we had to call the ambulance. And oh my goodness, I had the craziest week. And then we take her finally to catch the plane home, and they cancelled the flight, and so we had to drive back and pick them up. And oh my goodness, laughs, lots of laughs. And she's a very fun person to be around. But crikey, it was a very busy time. So maybe my rut, and I use the word time a lot, is my absolute lack of time. But I did go back to golf yesterday, took a few hours off in the afternoon, which is something I want to do, carve time in my life to do things that I love to do. And that is what I did. So I'm choosing to get myself out of the monotony rut, which, is number one. I'm going to look at reasons why we find ourselves in ruts, and then talk about the fix. So one of the reasons you could be in a rut is just because routine and monotony has taken over. You're doing the same thing over and over every day. And when we live without variety, it can feel very repetitive and unexciting, and it leads to a feeling of being in a rut. So what is the fix for that? Well, you just need to change up your daily routines, try new activities, hobbies, and just take a different path to work perhaps on that day. Or maybe sit in a different place, or, you know, the changes that you make can be as small or as large as you want. But just set yourself small challenges, give yourself small tasks to get outside of those routines or the monotony that you have in life, just as I did yesterday with choosing to go to golf. You know, it wasn't perfect timing, but life's never perfect. And unless we decide what's important for us, we will find ourselves living in a rut. So for me, finding that time, carving out the time, saying, this is what I'm doing, it's working. What's another reason we can feel like we're caught in a rut? Well, it's a lack of goals. And you know me, I am all about the goals. I'm about being clear about what you want, believing you can achieve it, and then taking action to achieve it. So when we're not clear about what we want, and I harp on this, just comes up in every episode, we have to know what we want. We have to have meaningful goals, because it's easy to drift through life without direction, and they cause us to feel stagnated. When we feel stagnated, it gives us that feeling of being in a rut. So if you haven't given yourself the time, if you haven't had a look at 3-1s in chapter 8, the goal setting, or if you haven't just sat down and thought, right, what do I want? And if you're too busy to do that, or you don't have the capacity, you keep giving yourself reasons why you can't do that, why don't you just choose one area of your life and create a goal for that? So if you don't want to sit down and do a full goal setting on life in general, pick an area of your life and think, right, I am going to create a goal with this. And it could be a financial area, it could be a relationship area, it could be a compiling a new group of friends area, it could be maybe something you want to learn, you know, a new skill, whatever. It could be to do with your health. Choose something that's important to you that you know needs fixing and set yourself a goal. And remember, goals need to have a little bit of a stretch to them. You don't want them to be too easy. So the big goal, the BHAG, the big, hairy, audacious goal needs to be quite large. But then the actions that you take are very small. And you just take one small step at a time until you achieve it. And that's all you need to do. And before you know it, blink, you're there. So if you're feeling like you don't have any meaningful goals, you're going to be feeling like you're in a rut. So what do you need to do? Take time to set some goals for yourself. Make them realistic, make them a little bit of a stretch, and make them achievable by taking those small steps. And another thing you can do is visualize them. It's so important that you see them. Wake up every morning, get that wee picture in your head. In fact, I haven't done my visualizing today. So immediately after this podcast, I am going to give myself a 4-minute visualization time. Okay, what is another reason that you might feel in a rut? And it can be fear of change. And that may be if you're in a rut with your job or in a relationship or the town you live in. Sometimes we fear the fear of the unknown. So we keep doing things that are familiar, but they're also unfulfilling. Don't do that. If you read my email last week, and if you didn't jump on you're welcome to jump on my email list. I can put a link at the bottom for that of the podcast, or just Google my website, hilarysaxton.com, and jump on it. But I put a YouTube clip on there, which is fantastic. And I got an email immediately back with a screenshot of somebody watching it because they thought it was hilarious. And it is. It's very famous. It's had millions of views. But it talks about how we just do stupid things or think stupid things, even though they don't serve us and they stop us doing something. And it's the fear of change that holds us there. So don't get stuck in that fear of change rut. And the fix for that is just make small changes. It's almost like the goal setting thing. Take small steps, but make a small change and then sort of, you know, feel comfortable there and think, okay, that was okay. I could now make a larger shift. And then maybe you need to educate yourself. Maybe you need to learn more about what the changes you need to make. And when you have knowledge, it will reduce your fear and it will help you build confidence. And isn't that what this is all about? You increasing your confidence to live the life that you want to live. Because remember, you live one life. So make it your best life. You have to live your best life. And as I say that, I'm absolutely smiling. So don't be fearful of change. Just try it. You know, you can try it. You know what I always think? Unless you've burnt the bridge, you can always go back. So if you're one of these people that likes to burn the bridge, go for it. I'm a bit of a bridge burner. I just take the leap. Because I know that when we make a decision, and I think it's time I did a full podcast on decisions, we make our decisions right. Did you know that? When you make a decision, you make that decision right. Meaning you might think, do I do this? Do I not do this? I had a conversation with somebody last week and they had a big decision to make, whether they were going to stay involved with something or leave it or leave this particular environment. And it was going to create massive waves if they left the environment. It was a big decision for them. And in my head, I just said to them, you know the answer, but you will, whatever you choose will be the right one. Because if they'd chosen to leave the situation, they will start doing things that work for them and they make that right. If they choose to stay in the situation, they will start doing things that make that decision right. So just understand, it's not very often we don't make a decision right. So don't be fearful of change. Give it a go. Where are you unhappy? If you're stuck in that rut and it's because you need to change something, do it. And if you'd like some help from me, send me an email, Hillary@HillarySaxton.com. Send me an email and tell me where you are stuck. I had a call yesterday from, she booked into my diary and hello, because she told me she listens every week. And it was lovely to speak to you. And I just had a call with her and talked about the situation she was in, which I don't think was a fear of change. In fact, I'm going to get to her reason very soon as to why she's in a particular rut or why she thinks she's in a rut. But just by allowing this lovely lady the space to talk through that, it relieved some of that pressure. And I could see that she was actually further ahead and on her way out of the rut. But sometimes we want it to happen instantly. And sometimes getting out of our rut takes a little bit of time. You know, fear of change, we have to start changing and then things start to happen. Fear of unclear goals, we set a goal and we start, you know, taking those actions and then it starts to happen. Changing the routine and monotony, sometimes we just can't change absolutely everything because we've got a job, we've got children, we've got partners, we've got lots of things going on. So please know that the rut, it's not always an absolute step out and you're out of the rut. Sometimes it's a little bit of a slower journey. I'm not saying it has to take 5 years to get out of that rut, but I'm saying give yourself the time and be grateful and reflect on how you are doing things well and how you're moving forward. Like, celebrate yourself. Celebrate that you have made changes and that things are changing. What is the next one? The next reason that we get caught in a rut? Blimmin' comfort zones. They are probably one of my banes. I'm not a comfort zone. Well, I'm sure I'm in a few of them. I'm sure I have some, but I do challenge my comfort zones on a regular basis, especially with personal development, with putting myself out there. Even though I say I'm a confident person, sometimes if I'm in a crowd or a group and they ask for a volunteer or they ask a question, I do second guess whether I put my hand up or whether I step forward, and I make myself do it. Say, Hillary, do it. It's not always a natural go-to for me. So you might look at some people and think, you know, they're always naturally like that. Or maybe they just push themselves to step out of their comfort zone. So how do we deal with comfort zones? Well, I have a whole podcast on that. So somewhere in this last 37, there is a full podcast on comfort zones. But basically, you just have to start stepping out one wee step at a time. Just one step, you know, you've got that imaginary hula hoop and put one toe out and go, oh, look, I've survived that. be cheeky to yourself, but step out and realize that you will survive. Just push yourself. And it's not always comfortable, but growth happens, personal growth, life, loving life, stepping out of routine, all that stuff happens when we step out of our comfort zone. Because when we get comfortable, remember, comfortable is not always a great place to be. If we're not happy and we feel like we're in a rut, but we are doing things that are comfortable, well, that's not going to work. So you may have to step out of that comfort zone and try new things. Try things that don't feel absolutely fabulous. And another way, if you're stuck in a comfort zone, is get yourself a coach. I am so on the hunt right now for a coach. I've had a few conversations and I've got an appointment today at 11 with a coach I'm going to work with for a wee bit in a certain area of my life. And I do that a lot. So I just plug into where I need to improve or bounce. I go to that person. And yeah, I'm kicking off at 11 with a lovely new coach, but I'm also looking for a different type of coach, of which I'm actually going to a full day's, believe it or not, hold the line, everyone, speaker's course. Like I don't do enough. I had Toastmasters last night and I did a speech because I was on the list to do one, and because I'd missed the meeting before because I was sick. I had, at 5:15 last night, when I had to leave at 5:25, I wrote my speech and I presented it that night. So I bullet pointed it. I practiced it in the car on the way there. And I think I did a fairly good job. Well, the feedback was great, but that was me stepping out of my comfort zone, just making stuff happen. Did I want to? No. Did I do it? Yes. And that was me really being uncomfortable. So get yourself a mentor or a coach or somebody who holds you accountable, and just don't be afraid to step out of the comfort zone. Obviously, the comfort zone one is a big topic for me because I've spent longer talking about it. Okay, the next one, burnout. Sometimes when we're feeling overworked, it can lead us to feel burned out, and it makes us hard to feel motivated and energized to pursue new activities and interests. So what do we need to do when we're feeling burned out? And ask yourself, is this a reason that you're feeling like you're in this current wee rut somewhere in your life? If it is, you need to rest and rejuvenate. And how do you do that? How do you feel rested, and how do you feel like you can rejuvenate yourself? It could be to take a break, take a rest, have a sleep, recharge, spend time alone, prioritize self-care, put activities in your life that relax or energize you. And they can be exercise or hobbies or being alone or spending time with people or not spending time with people. But for me, mine is to spend some time definitely exercising, some time alone. I love to listen to stuff. I'm sometimes just veg out on the couch and watch a bit of Netflix. Whatever I need to do, it changes all the time. But I suppose number one for me is I have to exercise on a regular basis. Burnout. Is that you? I'm actually checking in with my brain right now and thinking, burnout, what even is it that I do when I'm feeling burned out? I suppose I'd put a lot in there. I'm not sure. I'm going to reflect on that after this. But do you feel burned out at all? And if you are, what are the things that rejuvenate you? And actually, a thought just did come back to me. Yoga Nidra. I do that every day, which is that 20-minute relaxation meditation where they talk you through that. And if anyone would like that, reach out to me. I just listen to a particular one. It's from YouTube. It's my favorite one. And it's an absolute energizer for me. I feel like I've fallen asleep, but at the end of the 20 minutes, she says, and open your eyes, and my eyes open. So I must be listening at some level. So how good's that? And it does make me feel fabulous. I don't wake up exhausted from that. So if you're feeling like that's something that you would like, feel free to reach out for that. Now, number six is external circumstances. And sometimes life events such as jobs, health issues, personal crises, you know, loads of visitors, lots of things happening. All of these can contribute to feelings of feeling stuck. And I believe my friend that I spoke to yesterday, I think this is your one. I think it's just a lot of external circumstances for you that making you feel like you are stuck. And so we feel like we don't have much control over what's going on. So the fix for it is to focus on things that you can control. And if we reflect back to our conversation, and this, if this is you, just think, what is something in my life that I can do that makes me feel like I'm moving forward? And remember, I've said it's not always instant that we feel like we're in a rut today and we're out of it because we choose to be tomorrow. Sometimes that journey out of a rut can take a little bit of time. And I believe for you that this is the one. So if you feel like there are so many external circumstances, you know, maybe financial or health, or just there are so many that can make us feel like that, just know that if you focus on what you can control, you know, by identifying aspects of your life that you can influence and work on and change, that you will claim back a feeling that you have a level of control over aspects of your life, because the journey for some of us is a little bit slower. If we were to reflect this, let's use the example of somebody who's possibly overweight. And sometimes, I mean, crikey, I've been there. I was close to 40 kilos overweight. So that's not an overnight fix out of my rut. So how was I able to fix that? And in fact, I worked with a lady last year who listens. Good morning to you. And she'll be painting a fence or digging a hole somewhere. And she lost a huge amount of weight, 20 plus kilos at least. But it's the same thing. It's a slow journey. You can't lose that amount of weight overnight. But by taking control of, you know, what you're eating and taking control and seeing that incremental progress, you can slowly work your way out of that rush of being overweight. So if that's you, you know, just find that thing and that sort of, these all work in tandem if you think about it. Change the routine of what you're doing with maybe exercise. Give yourself a goal. If we were using the weight example of I'm going to lose X amount of weight, don't be fearful. Just know you're going to feel amazing when it's done. You're going to have to step outside of your comfort zone probably by exercising or trying new foods. I don't think it will be burnout, but maybe it is. Maybe you lack time to exercise, but diet is 80% food. So losing weight is 80% food, 20% exercise. And external circumstances, maybe you're just, I don't know, someone else is buying your food, whatever it is. Know that those small steps are a way for you to take control back and get yourself out of that rut. So that was just an example with weight. But if it's a financial example, then the same thing applies. It's a slow journey out, but knowing that you're on the right path and congratulating yourself and celebrating your successes will help you feel like you're on your way out of the rut. And once you feel like you are, it's like you're halfway there. So it's all happening in your mind, which brings me to mindset. Negative thinking patterns and self-doubt, which is the next one, can make us create mental barriers that stop us from moving forward. So we've got to teach ourselves to think positively and challenge our negative thoughts and replace them with positive ones. When you find yourself dissing on yourself, you know, saying negative things about you, well, this always happens to me. Well, the more you say that, it will. So don't say that. Just try and flip how you think things. If negative thoughts come into your mind because you're caught in a rut and it's all right for them and it never happens for me, stop it. Don't go there, because the more you think that, the bigger that problem becomes. That has to be turned around. If you're envious of somebody's body, of their financial situation, of their amount of friends, of their skill level or whatever, just know that you can have as much of anything that you want. You just have to decide to go get it. By being envious and negative about it, it will not get you anywhere. It will not. And if this is irritating you right now that I'm saying it, or it's prickling you, as I say that I lift my shoulders up, you know, if something prickles you, then do something about it. Like my friend yesterday, just reaching out. I didn't charge her for that. We had a chat and I set her off on a journey because I genuinely want to help women improve their lives. And I will put it together as a program one of these days when I can eke some time out, but as a program, as in a program that everyone can access. But right now, just know that you have to decide to make change. So if your mindset is negative, then you need to do something about it, and you can. There are so many things you can do, and there is another podcast on that if you go back through on changing that mindset. So if you're stuck in a negative place because you're in a rut, and I can understand why. Crikey, I have so been there. How do you think I felt as an overweight single mum on a benefit? Oh dear, I needed that wake-up call, that day of sobbing on my bed, hating life, hating myself, and realizing that the only person who could fix that situation was me. I needed that realization, and I got out of that rut. Oh my goodness, I got out. Was it easy? Not all the time. Did it take goals, a change of routine, a lot of change, stepping out of my comfort zone? It took a lot of those things. It took a lot of what I'm speaking about today, but I didn't do them all in one day. I took small steps over and over and over, and you can too, wherever it is in your life that you need to get out of the rut, or maybe it's the whole thing. You can. And also when it comes to mindset, apart from practicing, flipping, working on positive thinking, think about mindfulness, being where you are, being aware of where your thoughts are going. Don't waste those thoughts. Don't waste your precious thoughts. Stop. When you feel yourself going down that negative thought pattern, just do that whole, stop it, and don't let yourself do it. And practice that until you stop doing it. Okay, our next one is lack of support. And it can be something that we do have or does happen when we're feeling like there's not enough people around us or there's not enough encouragement or maybe positive reinforcement from others. That can lead us to feel like we are in a rut. And for me, I'm not in a negative environment by any means, but I do need that support, as in the push support. And I'm not afraid to go and ask for help, and I'm not afraid to pay for help, because I know, hand on heart, that when I go and pay for help, I just move forward so much faster. If I'm just thinking I can learn by doing something online or doing, you know, just Googling the answer, it can happen, but I don't tend to be as accountable. So when I say support, for me, it's working with a coach. But it also can mean building a network of people around you, or even going to Toastmasters. For me, that's an inexpensive way to have support in an environment. And there are those things available for you in all sorts of things. Maybe it's knitting group or singing group or whatever the group is that you need to attend or whatever the networking you need to do. But build your network, because that will really help support you. And you will find friendships, you'll be surrounded with all sorts of people who will be, can lead to life changing. Even as I say this, I start to smile, because I've met some amazing mentors through Toastmasters who have really supported me. And I love that. I absolutely love it. And I've been incredibly lucky. And remember, I make my own luck and I push myself to do, you know, the competitions, and I push myself to take over the presidency role, but I still have mentors supporting me. And communicate your feelings with the people who are supporting you. And then maybe share your feelings with just trusted friends if you need to say stuff. And maybe that was what was happening yesterday with that lovely lady that I spoke with. Sometimes when you share something confidently, a problem shared is a problem halved. And I believe that she would have felt a million times better after that chat yesterday. So when we are able to express and get something out, it also allows us time to process it. We don't always process it when it's going around in circles in our heads. Sometimes we need to, well, not even sometimes, often when you say it out loud, it becomes a lot clearer. Another reason, we're on to number 9. There are actually 10. So number 9 is habits. Bad habits can reinforce feelings of being stuck, and we have to break them. And sometimes it takes conscious effort and perseverance. So what habits are you stuck in that are not working for you? What habits are keeping you in that rut? You want to have more energy. Did you know to have more energy, you have to become fitter? You have to expel more energy. So you want to have more energy at the end of the day to do the things that you love to do, but you finish work and you're exhausted, or, you know, you run around after the kids or whatever your life involves right now. At the end of the day, not as in at the end of the day, I'm actually saying at the end of your day, if you don't have the energy to do the thing you need to do, you need to increase your fitness, which what might mean having to push through that, maybe going for a short jog or a short power walk until you become a little bit more fit to have. And this is just a habit example on, you know, if you feel like you don't have enough energy to do the things you want to do, and how to break that habit is to get a bit fitter. That's one. But the habit could be anything. The habit could be that you don't push yourself, that you choose not to do things because it's easier not to, and that's why you're stuck in your rut. Well, you need to break habits. Instead of every day finishing your day, I'm just sort of covering off the work things. Many people do have a 9-to-5 or an 8-to-5 or whatever your work routine is. When you decide to mix that up and don't do the same thing over and over, that's when change happens. So I challenge you to hide the remote control, turn the television around and face the wall. Do the thing that you need to do that will change a habit. I challenge you to put your hand up and be that person that asks the first question. I challenge you to step forward and say, yes, I'll do it. I challenge you to do something that's a habit that you're currently in, and just see how much, one, that you're going to survive it and it'll be okay, and two, how great life becomes when you start breaking the routine of doing the same thing over and over, because that will lead you, especially if you're in a rut, to stay there. And the last one, lack of inspiration. Sometimes we just need a spark of inspiration, don't we? Because it can give us a new perspective, and then we can see possibilities beyond our current situation. So to do that, we've just got to find new experiences, maybe read books, watch documentaries, attend workshops, just gain fresh perspectives. A lot of these intertwine, don't they? Because if we look at habits and doing the things over and over, and then I say, find some new inspiration, I'm asking you to do something new. And we have to do new things sometimes. If you're in a rut, it's going to take doing something new. And then engage with creative people. Surround yourself with people who motivate you. Who motivates you? Spend more time with them. Who makes you feel like, oh yeah, cool, yeah, energized? Who's that person who makes you feel like, boom, you've got this? So when you understand all of these things are ways to get you out of a rut, and they are things that are holding you in a rut. When you realize that 1, 2, 3, 5, or the whole blooming 10 could be reasons that you're there, then start making some changes. So there was routine and monotony, lacking goals, fear of change, stuck in comfort zones, burnout, external circumstances, mindset, lack of support, habits, and lacking inspiration. All of these things have a quick fix or a short fix or a fix. All of them have a fix that you can implement today. So wherever, if it's your whole life or if it's just a small part of it, that you are feeling stuck right now, choose one or all of these, some of, to move forward, to get out of that rut. I do know. Choose one of them and take some action on it. I think in my email this week, I just will list them all and you can have a look and think, yeah, I'm going to do that one. But also remember, we need to have a clear goal of what we do want. So we're in a rut, we don't know. We need to know what we do want, not just what we don't want. So have a think about, and if the word goal sounds too hard for you, just think, well, what do I want then? If I'm not happy with this, what is the thing that I do want? And go do that. So when we understand that we can take positive steps and make positive changes, when we understand it's not actually that difficult, well, life will change. And I challenge you, I would love you to feel inspired by this and that decide that you'll do it. So in conclusion, finding ourselves in a rut can make us feel like we're trapped in an endless loop, can't it? Where every day just blends into the next one with very little change or excitement. But it's really crucial to remember that ruts aren't permanent. They're just temporary setbacks on our journey of life. So by recognizing the factors that hold us back and actively seeking ways to introduce variety and set meaningful goals and push beyond our comfort zones, we can break free from these confining patterns. And can you hear what's happening there? We just get confined in a pattern and a loop of doing the same thing over and over. And it's, if we go back to that car analogy, if we're stuck in the mud because we're doing that same road over and over, and we're just getting deeper and deeper into our rut, then find a way out. And I've given you some great solutions today, but with your own determination and with some support and your willingness to embrace change, you can do it. So why don't you do it? Start changing, start taking those small steps toward a more fulfilling life, because it's too short. Life is too short to settle for mediocre. So embrace challenge, embrace change, take control. And I want you to drive yourself to a future that is going to wow you. You deserve to have a wild life, my friends. Okay, text a friend, text a person, text anyone, text me. Even text a star, a smiley face, text a whatever. How about we just do an emoji text and send it off to someone to brighten their day? And as always, you're welcome to reach out to me, but I hope I've inspired you to get out of a potential rut that you could be in. And you've got some great solutions here. I'll look forward to chatting to you again soon, but go forth, have a fabulous day, have a fabulous week, and I'll chat with you again soon. Bye for now.